The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Alex Van Pelt asked yesterday about all the things Drake May needs to work on. It's a bit of a long list for my taste.
Too long?
I thought
so. He's a young guy. You can't be like, oh, he's good as is. You give him a lot of things to work on.
Nick, not to put you on the spot. Can we get Van Pelt one more time? That was a longer list than I was expecting to hear. They're like, oh, what can he work on? He's like, oh, this and that and this and that and this and that.
I think this play action pass has to improve.
Okay.
Just the ball handling there. We're not quite
ball
where
handling.
We need to be.
Okay. Nitpicky.
To get the most out of it. So that's an area we've targeted for improvement.
That's your problem.
I think the other thing for Drake is if, you know, we have plays set for different looks and then being able to respond and react if it isn't the look that we're game planning against and knowing where to go with the ball. Those are the two biggest things. Ball security, for sure. Got to take care of the football. That's our number one goal every week.
That's a real one. Same thing, though.
With, no giveaways for them. So if we can keep improving there, we'll be better.
Well, so you interpret that as the same one.
Well, ball security.
Yeah.
Because you also, the specific part about play action is like, making sure you have the ball, too.
It's part of play action is being able to run the ball before you try play action.
To me, two of those criticisms of Drake May actually are Alex Van Pelt criticisms. I don't know if he realizes it or not. We got to coach him up a little bit more action.
You got to coach him up.
And then we don't give him enough looks in practice.
All right.
And so he's got to be ready for the looks we don't give him. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of on you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't love that list. The turnovers I'm with.
Turn it over.
I don't have nitpicks about much else with Drake May.
And usually one of the keys to the game.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
don't turn it over.
Not to spoil those.
No.
Coming up. And again, not to get on your side of the street here, Keith, but let's get to this week's Verizon matchup for the Patriots and the Bears this weekend. There's a lot you could choose from. What do you think the matchup features this week?
I think the Patriots, we've said this before, and they've gone away with it or gotten away from it. I think they should be able to run the ball a little bit against the Bears. Yeah, we highlighted one of the good, Jalen Johnson's one of the best, maybe most underrated corners in the NFL. I think they can run it on him a little bit. And we've seen when the team has had success this year, there's been good Ramondre Stevenson games. It has not happened recently. Like, since Drake May's taken over, Drake May's been the best runner on the team. Can we finally have both things clicking? Can Drake May run and pass, but then also a running back who's capable of a 100-yard game, breaking tackles and everything else, can he run for more than 2 yards a carry? Last 2 weeks, he hasn't been.
So you think they will? Not they should focus on. You think they're going to run on Chicago?
They can, but I thought they could run on the Jets the first time they played them and didn't.
Can is the proper word.
Yeah, I think they can.
I'm nervous about that, but I get trying to give Drake May some help.
Because he needs all the help he can get.
Drake May last week was 95% of their offensive yards or whatever it was. So he obviously needs help. I would focus on something that we've heard Mayo harp on quite a bit with mobile quarterbacks. And Caleb Williams is mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep him in the pocket. What you don't want to have him doing is break contain. Now, I think he can hurt himself sometimes when he's out and rolling around. He's trying to make big plays that aren't there. He's constantly looking for home run plays that aren't exactly there. The more you can keep him in the pocket, the more you can get him to panic a little bit, the more you can get him to drop his eyes. I think that's what you got to do with Caleb Williams this week. So those are our key matchups here, presented by Verizon. It's brought to you every week here on a Patriots Friday. Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. I am just curious if this changes any narratives about Caleb Williams coming out of it. I think already Jaden Daniels, the runaway rookie of the year favorite. Runaway.
Yeah, he looks like favorite. A slam dunk.
And he's getting MVP conversations. I heard Mike Tannenbaum talking about it today, which is probably too strong.
Well, it defaults to a quarterback, so he's probably not that far off.
It's true. There's only so many to choose from. But already, if you're in Chicago, like Brian just walked by in the hall. He's a Bears fan.
Mm-hmm.
Already, you're probably like, did we get that one wrong? Jaden Daniels
about
versus
Daniels,
Caleb Williams?
Not Drake May yet.
No, but this week could be an indication of that.
He's shown you
and
enough,
the Bears are a big enough national talking point. We just played to the Schefter clip earlier in the show where it's like, would Ben Johnson go to the Bears? He already turned him down. Would he want to coach Caleb Williams? Blah, blah, blah. The Bears are enough of a national talking point where it's like, did they not only miss on Jaden Daniels, they miss on Drake May too and take the third guy in the class?
Yeah, if you whiff on two like that, that's
I'm curious
amazing.
About that.
Because like Elliot Wolf is like safe in that conversation. He just took the best guy that was available to him, right?
Yep.
Drake May. Like,
yep.
Okay, you win.
Yeah.
You know, the Washington right now, they took Jaden Daniels over Drake May. So they're looking like that was good. Caleb Williams at least has given you signs. Like he had three games in a row where he was really good. You won all three games. And he was a big reason why you won all three games. Last year at this time, when you were comparing Bryce Young to C.J. Stroud, it was already over. Stroud had like a slower start, but like by this point, you knew he was way better than Bryce Young. And you're like, all right, it's early. Oh, they're young in their careers. Bryce Young kind of stinks. And you saw that early. Caleb Williams hasn't been that bad. He hasn't been as consistently good as Jaden Daniels. But I don't think right now, I think all three teams that drafted at the top are probably saying, we feel good about our guy. And five years from now, they might all be right. But I think right now, I think they all feel at least pretty good.
I think they all feel good, but they might be side-eyeing the other guy and going, do we make a mistake?
Were
the Patriots hoping that they could have drafted or been in position to draft Jaden Daniels instead of Drake May? Maybe. Are Bears fans looking at it going, yeah, we're happy with it, but, boy, I wish we had the other guy. Mm. Or in this case, the other two guys. So I am curious about that. And look, there is a tangible factor to it as well. If you were ever going to move on from Jerod Mayo, and I don't know that Kraft would, who would free agent coaches like a Ben Johnson or a Liam Cohen? I say free agent coaches. Head coaching candidates. Liam Cohen in Tampa. Bobby Slowick, if he's still a hot commodity.
I think these guys are pretty close together.
Who would you want to coach, Caleb Williams or Drake May? It's an interesting question.
I bet if you asked 10 offensive coordinators, don't you think it'd be like 5-5 at this point? I bet it'd be pretty split.
But what do you think it would have been before the draft? Probably like 10-0.
8-2?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I do think that gap at bare minimum is closed, and it's something to watch this weekend. Again, that's our Verizon matchup of the week.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.